While you're on the internet, go check out denandhiphop.com. It is dope. Shout out to Big Stowe. And also, while you're on denandhiphop.com, make sure you hit the merch page, because we have an online shop that these t-shirts right here, these five-year anniversary joints, they are not going to be. These five-year anniversary joints are not going to be here forever. They are a limited time run. So make sure you get them today. It's all Modest Media, so don't be hitting me. I don't know shit. That's my shit. Dead in Hip Hop mixtape review, Disguise the Limit.
What's a mixtape?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a mixtape.
Yeah, mixtape.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This our first mixtape of the year, right?
Of the year?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't done a mixtape in a minute.
And if you want to support Dead in Hip Hop, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel.
If you want to support, not you have to support.
Right. We are not pointing a gun to your head and saying, hey, motherfucker, go subscribe. No, it's not like that, bro. You can come and watch the video without subscribing.
For free.
Exactly. But if you subscribe to the channel, then you know when we post them. So subscribe to the channel. Mm-hmm. Also, for you Dead in Hip Hop stands out there, we love you. If you want stuff early, you want exclusivity, you want stuff that you're not going to get on the channel, man, go to patreon.com/deadinhiphop and go check out everything that your dollar will get you.
And again,
it is not that you have to do it. We're not telling you you must. You can still get Dead in Hip Hop for free, but you do get some cool exclusive stuff for a dollar. Yo, okay, so Pro Era to me is a lot like Wu-Tang, where I fuck with them, but I don't always know all of the members' names. It's just too many of y'all motherfuckers. So as y'all continuously drop, I check y'all out, and then I become fans, you know what I'm saying, individually. I have to say this. I'm going to get it. I'm going to go right to it. It took me one listen to love this. One listen, and I already love this. I'm going to tell you why. My phrase is bump in the whip. This shit bumps in the whip. Okay. So when I first put this on, I'm like, okay, Nick Caution, Pro Era. I don't really know this guy like that, so I don't know what to expect. Is he going to be rapidy rap? Like, what's he going to do? Now, before I go into it, I did check out their Pro Era.
The Shift EP?
Yes, the Shift EP. Okay. That joint right there, that's the one that made me realize that, okay, they understand that if they're going to continuously grow, mm-hmm. that they're going to have to pick some different type beats to bring in more of an audience. And this one right here, I think is proof of that. Because the first, like, three tracks, or four tracks before you get the bass in, is almost like prototypical Pro Era, like what you would expect out of them. That's not whack, because I love Pro Era, but Baptized, the way that it was, how many times the beat broke down, how you hear him pan here to the left, back, you know, he's a background voice, just all of that was just dope. And then I like how it goes into Crucifix featuring Joey Badass and Albie, mainly because the beginning of Crucifix, it almost sounds like a scary movie score. Like, it was just something crazy, and they just let that beat build up until Nick Caution gets on it, and then it flips when Joey gets on it. It's like, God, like, is this the same song? Like, what is going on here? So right when I put this on, I'm like, yo, like, this has me all over the damn place. Because, like I said, the first three tracks, I'm like, okay, cool, I expected this. Then it started flipping on me. Then it got to bassin', and then I'm like, holy shit, like, this, like, yo, go bump that in the whip. You got some subs, go bump that in the whip. Bassin' is crazy. Then it goes to Show No Love. Just, and then the one track that really stood out to me crazy in terms of production was Wordsmith. Because I didn't know where he started, like, because it's some crazy, like, rock inspired something, and I'm like, okay, and he start. It's almost like he's doing like a spoken word at first, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of dope. Where you going? And then the beat drops. I'm like, oh my God, like, stop messing with me, stop. Like, it, like, this project was messing with me when it came to the beats, because yo. If you haven't listened to Modest,
no, you're making me want to listen, bruh, to it. I'll tell you that,
bro, man.
I tell you that.
Bruh, I want to bump in the whip too.
Yeah, hey.
I want to bump.
Upon first listen, I knew he was saying some shit, but I was just so blown away by all of the beats that I was just like, okay, well, I'm gonna say that, you know, he was kind of behind. And the more I listened to it, I'm like, holy shit, this motherfucker is writing every single one of these. And again, you know, me, names, lyrics, I don't be breaking them down like that and remembering how Mike can. But when he said, I be dropping gems like Jax Teller, I said, holy shit.
Oh, Gemma. Oh shit!
He
told me like the third time.
Wow! Yo, Nick, yo, all of pro era. And again, I don't know all y'all niggas' names. I know about two or three y'all. I don't know all y'all, but yo, y'all motherfuckers are dope. I like the fact that, you know, you guys came in your element with the boom bap sound, murking that. But we're in 2016, and they had to evolve sonically somewhere. And that's what they've been able to do, all of them, Joey included, all of them. And this right here, yo, go bump this shit right. This is one of my favorite joints that came out this year so far.
Shit, fuck, I need to go listen.
You listen to the wrong
shit.
Album.
I listen to the wrong fucking album. Because when I was listening to it, I was like, you know, it's all right. You know, it didn't get me like that. Not at all. The beats. Not saying it's whack. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way. I don't think this is a whack project at all. But you know, it didn't blow me away like FIFO. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was cool, man. You know, I think for me it's like I
Nick gonna turn it off on your part.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, I thought it was cool, man. I think the beats were cool, but I didn't. Like, to me, it still sounds like they're still kind of doing that same old thing outside of Metro, Boomin, Want Some More, the one he did with Joey, What's Understood, I think that's it, which was really cool, because I thought that was interesting hearing Metro craft a beat like that, and hearing them rap over a Metro beat. The other thing I thought was cool about this particular project was the title, because the title came from a song that from a Capital Steez lyric, and he took that and used that for the album title. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then there was a song on here where he kind of reflected back on, you know, that moment where everything went down. So I thought that was really, really cool, you know, to kind of hear him, you know, talk about that. When I think of Nick Caution, I listen to this, I'm like, nothing's really standing out to me. You know, as far as him as a rapper. His flow's a little bit different, but his voice still sounds samey throughout the whole album. So his voice is not really capturing me, and then the beats are kind of mellow.
Whoa, mellow. What was mellow off of? Baptized is probably the most mellow track on here.
Is it? You sure? Because
I'm sure.
The Pursuit sounded mellow. Inspire the Escape sounded mellow, because he kind of had some Kendrick Lamar thing going on with the way he was doing his little voice.
His voice is very samey. I'll give you that. And that was one of the negatives I had early on listening to this tape. But to me, what overcame that was how he flowed on these beats. Every time they broke down, they gave him space.
And it's not like I'm saying this whack.
Yeah, I know.
It's just for me, it's not anything that's overly interesting. Like, he just really sounded like another nigga rapping. You know, for me right now, like Joey has his thing, and Joey's working on, you know, being a little bit different, because that was kind of his thing when he came out. Now he's a little, you know, he's switching it up a little bit. He's learning and evolving with his voice as his voice has changed over time. But when I'm thinking about them individually, you know, as they start to put out their own projects, Kirk Knight put out his project. Now Nick Caution, if I miss anybody, I'm sorry, but these are only two that I'm aware of. You know, when I think of Nick Caution, or when I'm listening to this, it's like nothing or him isn't really sticking out. I don't hear a guy that's, at least for me, like when I'm seeing comments, you know, somebody like, oh man, you know, he's really talented, this, that, and other. It's not connecting to me, and I don't really hear that.
I fuck with this mixtape, man. I think in your case with the Kanye thing, I think if we would like review this like maybe 3 days ago or something, I probably would have been like, this is just meh, you know, meh to me. But I think, you know, listening to, you know, Nick, this is my introduction to him, really, like this, him as a you know, listen to a whole album, a solo project. I mean, of course, I know he's in the Pro Era crew, but like just finally getting a sit down listen album from Nick Caution, mixtape from Nick Caution. I'm like, okay, I'm glad he's kind of really touching on, you know, his pretty much supporting in connection with his dad, which is something I can kind of connect with because he had, I think, the song Baptized where he talked about his dad. So like some of the tracks where he talked about his father, I kind of show some appreciation on that one. I like the fact that he's kind of like, you're giving, I always say with artists, if this is my first time listening to you, for one, he don't have a million, you know, features on here. You know, he just pretty much have Joey Badass and Kurt Knight. And, you know, I want to get you. Let me know what Nick Caution about. And I think he did a good job in doing that. You know, you can say from an MC standpoint, yeah, does he really stick out to you a lot like that? He doesn't really, but I still appreciate, I guess, just the fact that he's giving me him throughout this whole project. And like Fipo said, he's not going over typical, I guess, the New York sounding type of boom bap beats. He's giving me a lot of different production, the Metro Boomin. I ain't know, but I thought I heard Joey Badass say Metro Boomin, or him say that,
yeah,
at the track. So I'm like, damn, that's Metro Boomin beat. But yeah, I thought his ear for production was pretty cool. I thought it was cool. I thought this was a really cool project. I fuck with this. I'm like in between you two guys. Like, I don't love it like you do, but I'm not like, you know.
That's not like
I know, I know, I know. I like it a little bit more than you like it.
Yeah.
But I'm just, the way you came up, it did seem like you didn't like
exactly.
it.
Okay. And I'm
replay value for you.
I'm just asking.
Twitter and here come YouTube. I know. And everybody
I'm
else.
I'm just saying.
You can answer it very simply. Does it have replay value?
I think does it have replay value?
Yeah, come on, Donald Trump. Go ahead and answer the question. No.
Okay. Look, no, he didn't even answer the question.
Thing. Look, wait a
Does
second.
It have
Hold on. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. When I was listening to this, and I listened to it, I kept saying, okay, what am I going to say about this? Like, there was nothing that was really standing out that I could pull out. But like I said, I don't think the rapping was not bad or terrible. It's not like he can't rap. The beats were, you know, overall as a project is solid. But I'm thinking, like, his samey voice just kind of interfered with it a little bit. And much like you, I'm like, okay, that is like a small barrier. But now I'm like, okay, so what are you rapping about? So what are the things that are interesting on here? Like I said, I thought Metro Boomin was cool. I like the way he titled the album. I just found that out, you know, the other day. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of neat. So now let's, to answer your question, I don't think it has a lot of replay value for me, nah.
Yeah, I didn't know who this guy was at all until we were getting requests to review him. But I like this project. I think this is really a good mixtape. Of course, he's gonna get the comparisons to Joey Badass and whatever.
Every one of them does.
And that's fair. But one thing I think is different than Joey Badass is I think that Nick Caution has a better ear for picking beats that are gonna make a project sound more diverse. Mm. Of course, Nick Caution is still gonna have that boom bap sound, but I think he's a bit better at having the boom bap sound while still having a sound that can be a little bit more modern. And I think that as far as my personal taste, that's something I think that Joey maybe struggles with a little bit. When I listen to Joey Badass's projects, a lot of times they don't really sound that diverse. They're good, but they sound a bit samey throughout the entire project. This one is way more diverse. I was really digging this, and then when it hit track 5, Basin, I was like, dude, what the fuck? This is crazy. And I don't know what Ken heard. This guy does not have a little voice. He's very commanding on a mic. When I listen to this, he is very commanding as an MC. Like, I hear the beats, but I hear him too. That's why I'm like, I don't really get what you mean by, you know, he's not. You know what? I'll say this. When I listen to him rap, I think he sounds great on a beat. I think he has a great flow. But I will say this. I don't find myself paying super hard attention to what he's actually saying. Mm. So maybe if that's what you mean, I can get it.
Yeah.
Because he's not, and this is not a slight, I don't think he's really spitting super hard bars. Now, after you gave me that fucking Gemma line, maybe I need to go back and re-listen to it. But just on first, second, third listen, I didn't walk away saying, damn, that dude had like 12 hard bars. I just think he sounds great on a beat and he can rap. I think that Nick Caution is very talented as an MC. Maybe just diversify the content up a little bit. Maybe, because I think maybe that might be the issue that Ken is having. It's not so much how he sounds, it's just that he's not really saying anything that grabs you.
Nick Caution, if you're watching, I definitely love this project. I really, really, really love this project. Continue to pick production like this. And I don't mean make every project the same, no. But like Mike said, you definitely have a good ear for beats. I enjoy the fact that I feel like you took risks, because not many artists that are quote unquote in your box or in your lane are picking beats like this, like Church, like Ken mentioned. Like with that whole 3-6, I was not anticipating that. Who in the hell is anticipating, outside of maybe of an ASAP Mob or ASAP Rocky, you're not anticipating anybody from New York putting any type of anything like that together. This is dope. You are dope. Your whole crew is dope. Continue to master your craft. Continue to push your bounds.
I wish I loved this as much as Ralph, but I don't. It's not a whack project, you know, and it's not one of those, if somebody, you know, came to me and said that Nick Caution is fire, I don't think I would, you know, argue with them about it, you know. It is what it is, depending on what you like. But I definitely think you can rap. This project is okay.
Hey, good job of letting me know, you know, who is Nick Caution. You know, I think this is a great way to do that for me getting introduced to you, your music as a whole, mixtape, album, or whatever. So I thought you did a great job. I thought the beats did a great job. I thought your voice was pretty commanding. You know, and I'm glad I gave this a lot more listens. You know, and before, you know, my opinion, I'm glad I was able to really sit with this and give us a chance. And I like this. This was a solid, good mixtape.
Yeah, I don't think I can say anything different than what I said already. I enjoyed this project. I think you have a different sound, not necessarily a better sound or anything, but you have a different sound than some of the other Pro Era guys we've heard. Yeah, man, like Ralph said, keep picking these type of beats and keep fucking spitting, like. We need more spitters out there, and I think the way you can switch and swap your flow throughout the project is very, very dope, because that's one thing I definitely noticed was you have multiple flows. I am going to go back and re-listen to this a couple more times and see if maybe there are some words that didn't really catch me before, but for right now, I can still say that the way you rap catches my attention, but what you're rapping is not really catching my attention. But that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes I just wanna put some shit on, not really have to think about, you know, what you're saying too hard. I just wanna hear some spitting and some dope beats, and that's what you have, so good job.